your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. Thank you all for tuning in, and welcome back to the show. For the rest of the week, we have some brand new episodes debuting on the show, and we're starting it off with Mr. Chameleon. I've had a few of you reach out and ask if I could include more information about the episodes that are on the podcast. I'm still trying to figure out the best way to do that, because I know a lot of people also like short intros. So it's going to be a balancing act for sure. In the meantime, please keep reaching out through my email, social media, or the comments on Spotify. And if you enjoy this podcast, please consider following, reviewing, and rating. Those are easy things to do, and they help out the podcast in a big way. So with all that, please enjoy the show.
Tonight, we present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Headquarters in his most famous cases of crime and murder, brought to you by the makers of Bayer Aspirin. For those who do not know who Mr. Chameleon is, we give a quick sketch of his character. Born of a well-to-do family and a college man, he tried from childhood to live up to the name he bore, Chameleon, by taking on the color of whatever situation in which he found himself. Appearing in endless guises, finally entering the police force, where he became known as Chameleon, the man of many faces, the underworld's most dreaded man. Throughout this series, the listener will invariably know who Mr. Chameleon is, no matter in which disguise he appears, but the criminal he's tracking seldom does. Tonight, we give you Mr. Chameleon and the case of the dead woman's eyes. Our story opens in the ornate drawing room of the Walters Mansion, a monumental pile of stone in the East 60s, and despite the summer heat, the room is cool and shadowy. So cool that Mrs. Walters, middle-aged patrician, shivers a little. Or could it be from anger? Anger and a strange fear which shows in her voice as she says to the person across from her,
I can't believe that you, of all people, would do this to me. My husband trusted you, and so did I. And now I find that you've been stealing from me. Don't deny it. You've been stealing. Oh, really, this makes me ill. Where are those soda mint tablets? The ones you gave me the other day. Oh, there, on the mantel. Give them to me, please. Thank you. They always help. Oh, that's queer. They taste so bitter. What have you given me? What have you given me?
Wait! Help me! Help!
Mrs. Walters. Mrs. Walters, answer me. Mrs. Walters!
Mrs. Noel, what's the matter? What is it? Why did you...
Mother! Oh, Miss Phyllis, don't look. Please don't look. Her face... Miss Phyllis, I'm afraid your mother is dead.
And now at Central Headquarters in the office of the Commissioner of Police. With him is the famous Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, the underworld's most feared man.
Hello, Commissioner. Do you want to see me?
Yes, Chameleon, I have some news for you.
Oh, bad, no doubt.
Bad for Mrs. Walters. Mrs. Harrison P. Walters. She's dead. Committed suicide.
What? I can't believe that.
Is that your considered judgment?
Well, it's my unconsidered judgment. Based on, number one, I saw her just last night at the St. Regis Hotel with her daughter and a Mr. Lucas. Mm-hmm. I went over to her table. She seemed perfectly healthy, perfectly happy.
Go on. You said that was reason number one.
Well, there is no reason number two. Good Lord, Commissioner, that woman had everything. She was on top of the pile. How'd she do it?
Poison. It seems for some time she'd been carrying these pills around with her that everyone thought were soda mints. Turned out they weren't.
Who found the body?
Her housekeeper, a Mrs. Newell. She heard her cry out. When she reached her, she was dead. And alone in the room. What else but suicide?
Funny. I've known so many of them, neurotics, potential suicides. But I would swear that Mrs. Walters... Well, that she would never give in to the particular kind of despair that... leads to suicide.
Well, get over there, will you? Dave Arnold's already there, but you know these people socially. Sort of circulate among them, you know, unobtrusively. Sort of take on their coloring.
Hmm? You mean live up to my name, Chameleon? All right, Commissioner. You know something? It is now my considered judgment that Mrs. Harrison P. Walters did not commit suicide. Hello, Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold.
Dave to you, Mr. Chameleon. I thought you'd be along. Some swell place, this, huh?
How's it going?
Open and shut. Case of simple suicide. You want to look at the body?
Mm-hmm. Of course, Dave, violent death is seldom simple. Oh, wait just a moment. I want to speak to the young daughter, Miss Walters. Miss Walters?
Yes? Oh, Mr. Chameleon, I heard you might be here. But why? Why did they have to send for you?
They always send for Mr. Chameleon, darling. How do you do, sir? I'm Arthur Lucas.
Yes, I remember. We met last night.
Yes, I didn't realize at the time you were the famous detective.
Well, that's because I'm rather... let's be charitable and call it nondescript.
Well, on the contrary, I'd say you're most distinguished looking.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chameleon, this is a frightful tragedy.
Yes, frightful. I was most shocked when I heard about your mother, Miss Walters.
I know. It's so awful to think she wanted to die.
Well, perhaps she didn't. Surprising how few of us do.
But, Mr. Chameleon...
Will you excuse me, please? I must examine the body. Dave?
Yes, sir?
Have you those tablets Mrs. Walters carried with her?
Mm-hmm. Right here. Well, what are you doing?
I'm just turning back her eyelids. She died in agony, all right. Let's have one of those tablets. I want to break it open.
Oh, we know they're poisoned.
Oh, there are poisons and poisons, and I'd... Good Lord.
Well?
What is it?
Mr. Chameleon.
Miss Walters? Your mother was murdered.
Oh, but that's impossible. She took those tablets herself.
I'm sorry, she was murdered. By a very rare and unusual poison from Rhodesia. I didn't even know there was any in this country. Your mother, I'm sure, would have had no access to anything quite so difficult to obtain.
Mr. Chameleon, it's fantastic. A rare and deadly poison hardly known in this country. No, You know, it's too fantastic.
Nothing, Mr. Lucas, is too fantastic for the criminal mind.
Yes, but a poison like this, if it's so hard to get...
Well, there must be some hidden somewhere, a secret supply.
But who would want to kill Mrs. Walters? What would be the motive?
What do you think?
I? Well, I'll tell you what...
Arthur?
Ralph, I didn't hear you come in. Mr. Chameleon, this is my partner, Ralph Crane.
Mr. Chameleon, the detective?
You sound slightly incredulous.
Well, you're such a well-known investigator.
Very glad to know you, Mr. Crane. Mr. Lucas here was just about to give me a motive for Mrs. Walters' murder, and I...
Mr. Chameleon!
Yes, what is it, Dave?
The housekeeper. They checked up on her. And who do you think she is? Her name isn't Newell at all. It's Schultz, the mother of Jim Schultz.
The one at Sing Sing?
That's it. He's serving a life term for murder, and... he used to handle uncut diamonds that were smuggled in from Africa.
Rhodesia.
That's it. He could have given her the poison.
Mr. Chameleon, that's what I started to tell you. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Walters was afraid of her, this Mrs. Newell, or Schultz, or whatever her name is. She thought she'd been stealing securities and money out of the library safe.
When did she tell you this, Mr. Lucas?
Just the other day. Ralph and I, as you know, were her advisors. She confided in me particularly. I was very close to her and Phyllis. And she told me she'd been suspicious of Mrs. Newell for some time. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yes, that's right.
I hate to tell you this, but I feel I must. I feel you and I should be working together.
Yes, yes, that's very nice of you, Mr. Lucas.
Well, what do you say, Mr. Chameleon? Shall we take her down to headquarters? You've got to admit the evidence is all against her.
I know the evidence is all against me, but I didn't kill her. I couldn't have, no matter how strong the evidence.
Mrs. Newell, over my desk there hangs a motto. The innocent must be protected. The guilty must be punished.
And you believe that?
I try to live by it.
But suppose I can't prove my innocence?
If you're innocent, Mrs. Newell...
I tell you, I am.
If you're innocent, it shall be proven. And if you're not, I'm afraid that will be proven also.
Mr. Chameleon, you mean you're holding Mrs. Newell?
Yes, for questioning, Miss Walters. You see, we have to. The evidence is very, very strong against her.
Oh, it seems so awful. I don't know who to trust or not to trust anymore. Except Arthur, Mr. Lucas. With him, I feel safe.
Yes, you're marrying him very soon, aren't you?
Yes, at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, well, I didn't think it was that soon. However, you've been hurt and badly frightened. It's only natural, I suppose, for you to run to a safe haven.
Oh, that's so true, Mr. Chameleon. He's a good deal older than I am, but that makes me even less afraid.
Yes, yes. I'm sure your mother felt that way about him, too.
Oh, yes, he was wonderful for both of us.
All right, Miss Walters, that's all. Would you please send in Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold? He's out in the hall. Goodbye.
Oh, Detective Sergeant Arnold, Mr. Chameleon wants you.
Okay, Miss Walters. Thanks.
You shut the door, please, Dave. Dave, tell me, what do you think of this Arthur Lucas?
Lucas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's one of those big shots down on Wall Street. He and that Crane guy, investment counselors. Why do you ask?
Without even realizing it, he may have information in his office that would give us a lead. You see, he suspects Mrs. Newell. He told me that. And after all, her son is in Sing Sing. Now, how do we know that she isn't the front for a ring? I'd like to look around that place.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, I mean without their knowing I was doing it. If they knew, they might let something slip. But they'd be there, all right, but they wouldn't know me.
You mean you'd go in there looking like somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Why not, Dave? Anyone would think this was a new routine. Is my name Chameleon? Of course I want to go in there in disguise.
But so help me, this time I don't think you'd get away with it. Those are smart men, Mr. Chameleon, and they've met you. No, sir, this time you couldn't get away with
Look,
it.
Look, Dave, it's not a case of assuming a disguise. It's a case of feeling like another person as well as looking like another person. Lucas is the sharper one of the two, but there is some particular disguise that would work with him, too. There always is, Dave. There always is. Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah?
When you're through questioning that housekeeper, Mrs. Newell, you let her go, please. But have someone tail her. Keep an eye on her.
And how?
I wonder what sort of disguise would fool Arthur Lucas. I wonder, Dave.
For heaven's sake, Ralph, relax, will you? You're driving me crazy with that endless pacing.
Well, what do you want me to do, Lucas? I'm worried sick about those account books.
I'm worried about them, too, but nobody's asked to look at them yet. And even if they are a bit irregular, that doesn't mean we're murderers.
Listen, Lucas, Chameleon's like Orkoff, despite his yelling that the innocent must be protected. If he got in here, he might fake the evidence against us.
And what makes you so sure he'll get in here, as you call it?
Are you kidding? Any moment, that door may open and he may walk in and we wouldn't even know it.
I'd know it.
You think you're that much smarter than all the others he's tricked?
I'm smart enough not to let Chameleon's reputation throw me into a state of helpless hysteria. I've talked to the man. I've looked him straight in the face.
And what does he look like? Can you recall his features?
He's extremely handsome.
What's the color of his eyes?
I don't know, but if you think that some childish disguise...
Art Cavanaugh was a smart operator. Chameleon got him by posing as a confidence man. And the case of that fake insurance ring, he got them all by pretending he was a man over 80. And that actress who killed her husband, he...
Oh, excuse me. I thought you gentlemen was gone.
Not yet, in about an hour.
Okay, I'll be back.
Who was that?
New charwoman. Did you think it might be Chameleon?
Now, don't laugh.
Listen, Ralph. I'm worried about the books, too, but I'm hanged if I'll show it. As for Chameleon, he won't get away with a thing. I'll recognize him. He won't have a chance.
Mr. Chameleon and the Case of the Dead Woman's Eyes continues in just a moment. The next time you have an ordinary headache and want quick, reliable relief, remember this. No headache tablet is ready to go to work until it has dissolved in your stomach. And because genuine Bayer aspirin starts disintegrating within 2 seconds, it's ready to go to work almost at once. Now, to actually see Bayer aspirin's remarkable disintegrating action, simply drop one of these tablets in a glass of water. Before it reaches the bottom of the glass, the tablet will start to disintegrate. You'll have visual proof that Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work almost instantly because what it does in the glass, it does in your stomach. In addition to giving you relief that's so fast you'll be amazed, Bayer aspirin is also reliable. You see, Bayer aspirin has been used without ill effect by millions of normal people. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin. Never buy the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Now back to Mr. Chameleon and the Case of the Dead Woman's Eyes. It is the following morning, and in the police commissioner's office at Central Headquarters, Mr. Chameleon is leaning across the commissioner's desk, and there is no mistaking the excitement he feels.
This is it. I'm sure of it, Commissioner. It feels right, and therefore it's going to look right.
But how are you going to do it, Chameleon?
Oh, a round-shouldered stoop, as if I'd spent most of my life bending over books.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses, gray hair, shabby clothes, and most of all, a deep-seated bitterness, because I feel that I'm underpaid with all the mouths that I have to feed.
Well, that's a nice little note, considering you're a bachelor.
Hmm? No, Mr. Chameleon's a bachelor. Mr. Harry Mitchell is a very good husband and father. So go ahead, Commissioner, call them, will you? Tell them that you're sending over a police auditor to look at their books.
Hello? This is Mr. Lucas. Oh, yes, Commissioner. You what? Well, you really consider that necessary?
What's the matter?
Well, of course, I'll be only too glad to cooperate. When will he be here? Tomorrow morning? Fine. Goodbye, Commissioner.
Are they sending over an auditor?
Yes, he says they're interested in how much Mrs. Newell stole.
I knew it. I knew they would.
Be quiet. I want to think.
A lot of good that'll do.
Will you be quiet? Perhaps I can manage him.
How?
The usual way.
Well, maybe you can. But I know one thing. You couldn't handle Chameleon that way. And here we sit, just waiting for him. When he gets closer and closer, just waiting. For all we know, he's already here.
Will you quit that?
No, I won't. We have a new elevator man, that new charwoman. This building's full of new people, and any one of them may be Chameleon. Well, they may be.
I said I'd recognize Chameleon.
Meanwhile, I'll take a look at that new elevator man. Is he on now?
Yes, he is.
I'll be back in a few minutes. And if I were you, I'd calm down a bit.
Thinks he's so clever. He'll know Chameleon. I know him, too. I spotted him yesterday. I won't be dismissed as an hysterical fool. What's that? What the devil are you doing in here?
Well, I'm cleaning the office.
Are you? You don't say. Well, you're always around pretending to clean and eavesdropping.
Oh, no, sir.
Don't give me that. You were eavesdropping just now, and you probably heard plenty. But you won't get away with it. You won't get away with it, Chameleon. I know you.
Oh, no!
Lucas, I thought it was Chameleon. I really did. I thought he had overheard us. Is she dead?
Yes, you stupid fool.
What are we going to do?
Fortunately for us, the offices around us are all closed. But even so, we can't get her out of the building. And with the police coming in tomorrow, you fool, I could kill you.
We'll have to think of something.
We will think of something.
You might have done the same thing.
If I did, my dear Ralph, I'd get the right man.
All set, Mr. Chameleon? Mr. Mitchell.
Yes, I am, Dave. Sergeant Arnold.
So help me, you seem to have shrunk to half your size.
It's the suit. A couple of sizes too large for me.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in it. Or in your shoes, either. Hey, that's funny. There's the office, Lucas and Crane, but the door's open a little.
Do they usually keep it closed?
Huh? Oh, I wondered where that voice was coming from. Yeah, they usually do. Tight closed.
Then perhaps there's something there they want someone to discover. It is pretty early. They may not be here yet.
Yeah. Better let me go in first. Holy smoke! Look! She's dead. The old charwoman's dead and the office has practically been torn apart.
This is horrible. The motive must have been robbery. See, they've rifled my desk. I suppose that poor charwoman walked in on them while they were doing it.
And got blasted in the face, Mr. Lucas.
Yes, Sergeant Arnold.
What time did you leave last night?
Oh, about 6 o'clock, right after the commissioner called me to say the auditor was coming. This poor... Who's that sitting over there in the corner?
Oh, that's the auditor. Mr. Mitchell.
Yes? I was wondering how long I was going to have to sit there.
I'm sorry. Mr. Lucas, this is Mr. Mitchell, our police department auditor.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
When can I start going over the books, may I ask, or do I have to waste a whole day?
Look, we had to take the body away, didn't we? Anyhow, we're all through here now, so stop beefing. When can he start, Mr. Lucas?
Anytime he wishes to.
Okay, what more do you want, Mitchell? I'm going now, Mr. Lucas. I've got a report to headquarters.
Very well, Mr. Arnold. I'll take care of Mr. Mitchell.
So long, Mitch.
Goodbye. And the name is Mitchell. They make me sick. Not one of them could do the kind of work I do. Yet they treat me as if I were of no importance.
Well, I should think you'd be extremely important to the police.
Thank you. I'm glad someone feels that way, Mr. Lucas.
Don't you find police auditing interesting work?
I might, if I was paid properly. I happen to have a family. 3 children, Mr. Lucas. 3 children on my salary. Well, I won't go into that.
Mm-hmm. Sit down for a moment.
If you don't mind, I'll move around while I can. I'll be sitting all day over your books. Yes, and that's another thing. I never get any exercise or fresh air. What are you staring at?
You?
Why?
Just looking you over, sizing you up. I like to size up anyone who works for me in any capacity.
Well, it makes me uncomfortable. Wish you wouldn't do it.
I'm simply trying to make up my mind about you.
In what way? In what way?
I'll tell you now. I've reached a decision about you.
Well?
You and I can do business together, can't we?
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Mitchell, I agree that you're probably atrociously underpaid, and with a family to think of, it just isn't right.
No, it certainly is not.
Perhaps I could make up to you a little for the injustice.
I beg your pardon?
shall we say, a very substantial bonus, if I'm pleased with the way in which you audit my books. You could use a bonus, couldn't you?
Yes. Yes, I could. Thank you very much.
Not at all, Mr. Mitchell. The pleasure's all mine. You told me exactly what I wanted to hear.
There it is again, that same board. That must be loose. It must be.
Oh, Mr. Mitchell, I'm going out for a little while. My partner should come in. I'll be back within the hour.
Yes, Mr. Lucas.
How are the books coming?
Fine, fine.
Seems to me you've been walking around a great deal.
Just stretching my legs a little from time to time.
Well, stretch them all you want. I'm going to meet my fiancée. I'll be a married man, too, in a couple of days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. See you later.
But not too soon, I hope. Now, where is that board? I've got to do it now. Where is it? Here, I should say. That's the one. See if I can pry it loose. This knife ought to do it. Yes. Yes, it is loose. There we are. There's something underneath it. A small white envelope. The poison. The poison.
Mr. Mitchell, I met my partner out in the hall.
Mitchell, what are you doing?
I dropped something. I was looking for it.
He's lying. He's got that board pried up.
Chameleon, so that's it. Well, Mr. Chameleon, I guess this is one time when I'll have to use my gun whether I like them or not.
Sorry, Mr. Lucas. I was a little quicker with the gun than you were.
My hand, it's bleeding.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, stay where you are, Ralph Crane. I'll pick that gun up.
There we are. Now we can talk.
Why didn't you move faster, Lucas, you stupid idiot? Why'd you give him time to pull his gun?
Shut up.
You heard Mr. Lucas say that he disliked guns. Gun is such a vulgar weapon, isn't it?
Now, look here, Chameleon. Just because you found that
poison? Yes, poison's the word. Which you used on at least three women beside Mrs. Walters.
I didn't kill Mrs. Walters. I wasn't with her when she died.
You mean, don't you, that you left by the French windows and out through the garden so that Mrs. Newell was alone in the room when Phyllis found her? Well, never again will you be able to exploit women and then kill them when they begin to ask questions, Mr. Lucas. But, is that really your name? You've had at least 10 that I know of.
What?
Oh, yes, Lucas. Bigamist, murderer, world traveler, starting in Rhodesia many years ago with a small-time crook as a partner. Isn't that right?
How'd you know all this?
My dear Lucas, the police all over the world have been after you for years. But you covered your trail very, very beautifully. We had no evidence against you.
You wouldn't have now if he hadn't fallen for that disguise of yours, Chameleon.
It's a good one. You would have fallen for it too, Crane.
Yes, it is a good one, isn't it? But I counted on something else. I counted on your wanting to believe in me, the way all your victims wanted to believe in you. Those poor women needed a confidant. And you, Mr. Lucas, needed an auditor whom you could bribe.
So, you worked on the same theory that I always used. That's funny. That's really funny.
Yes, isn't it? But you'll never put your theory into practice again, not with Phyllis, whom you will not marry, of course, or anyone else.
So we had to stop in to see you, Mr. Chameleon, Mrs. Newell and I. We both wanted to thank you.
Oh, yes. I'm so grateful. Miss Phyllis knows all about my son, and she still wants me to stay with her.
Well, why shouldn't she, Mrs. Newell? You're no criminal.
You know, Mr. Chameleon, you saved us both.
Well, that's what we cops are here for, aren't we? Remember that motto over my desk? Well, believe me, Miss Walters, we mean every word of it. The innocent must be protected. The guilty must be punished.
And with these words, Mr. Chameleon concludes tonight's murder case. The way that millions get amazingly fast relief from common headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain is to take quick-acting Bayer aspirin. Bayer aspirin is one thing that really works, and works quickly, and you can see the reason why with your own eyes. Just drop a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water and clock its disintegrating speed. Within 2 seconds, it will start to disintegrate, and because it does the same in your stomach, because it's ready to go to work almost instantly, relief comes with astonishing speed. In addition, you can take Bayer aspirin with complete confidence, for of all pain relievers, none can match its record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. So when you buy, be sure to ask for genuine Bayer aspirin. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Listen next Wednesday night at this same time for Mr. Chameleon, the Man of Many Faces, in The Case of the Brownstone Murder. The part of Mr. Chameleon is played by Carl Swenson, with dialogue by Marie Baumer, from the original story by Frank and Ann Hummert. Your announcer is Howard Claney.
Now, at last, you can get an utterly new, radically different, incredibly better toothpaste. It's revolutionary new Lion's toothpaste. And it's better because thousands of laboratory tests on scores of individual teeth show that it actually gets teeth brighter, 2.5 to 5.5 times brighter than any of the 5 leading brands. Brighter by far than any other toothpaste. New Lion's toothpaste does this because it's a new kind of toothpaste, with a formula that's completely new, radically different. A toothpaste that cleans without soap, polishes without chalk. Try it. Buy Lion's toothpaste.
Mr. Chameleon, the new mystery drama, will be heard in its second performance next Wednesday night at this time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Tonight, we again present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Headquarters in his most famous cases of crime and murder. Brought to you by the makers of Bayer Aspirin. For those who do not know who Mr. Chameleon is, we give a quick sketch of his character. Born of a well-to-do family and a college man, he tried from childhood to live up to the name he bore, Chameleon, by taking on the color of whatever situation in which he found himself. Appearing in endless guises, finally entering the police force where he became known as Chameleon, the man of many faces, the underworld's most dreaded man. Throughout this series, the listener will invariably know who Mr. Chameleon is, no matter in which disguise he appears. But the criminal he's tracking seldom does. Tonight we give you Mr. Chameleon and the Brownstone murder case. In some circles, 11 o'clock at night is considered early. At the Carlisle Arms, it is very late indeed. For the paying guests at the Brownstone front in the East 70s, which is now a genteel boarding house, retire around 10. After that, the musty halls are usually deserted. But now on the second floor, outside of one of these rooms, Madame Lorraine is talking to her friend, Mrs. Kramer. And Mrs. Kramer, a timid, rabbity little woman, is saying,
I wish you wouldn't go prowling around. Really, Madame Lorraine, you ought to stay away from that end of the hall.
Well, I don't intend to, Mrs. Kramer. I'm telling you, I heard voices last night in the back part of the house that's supposed to be shut up.
It is shut up. It hasn't been used in years.
It was being used last night. Either that, or there was someone in Professor Haywood's room. And the professor is away. His room supposedly is locked. Anyway, I'm going to do a little private investigating.
But what for, Madame Lorraine?
Just to satisfy my curiosity. I've always been a curious woman, Mrs. Kramer. And now I'm a bored one. I'm sick of the old fogies who live in this place. Colonel Robbins, for instance. Speak of the devil. Did you ever hear anything like that radio of his?
Colonel Robbins can't help it if he's deaf. He doesn't play his radio for long.
Well, at least it'll stop anyone from hearing me go down the hall.
What about Miss Darling? You know how queer she is. She's warned everyone not to go snooping around her room. And her room's right next to the door that leads to the empty wing.
Miss Darling is a silly neurotic. A young neurotic. That's even worse than being an old one. She can't scare me. Live dangerously, that's my motto, even after 50. But go back into your room. I'll see you tomorrow.
I still wish you wouldn't.
My dear, indulging my curiosity is the only pleasure I have left in life. Good night.
Good night, Madame Lorraine.
Poor little rabbit. But then all of us here in the Carlisle Arms are pathetic has-beens. Really, that radio. Ah, well, the Colonel has his radio. Professor Haywood has his bridge. I have my curiosity. And here we are. Here's the door that leads into the empty wing. Ah, that's strange. It isn't locked. Well, this is very interesting. Where does that stairway go to? There's a light on the stair. Who closed that door?
No! Oh, no! Please!
And now, at Central Headquarters in the office of the Commissioner of Police, with him is the famous Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, the underworld's most feared man.
So there you are, Chameleon. There are the facts of the case. Madame Louise Lorraine was found strangled this morning in the second floor hallway of a boarding house, the Carlisle Arms. A piece of wire had been knotted around her throat. The body was lying in front of room number 3. A room that usually was occupied by Professor Haywood.
What's he professor of, Commissioner?
I wouldn't know.
Oh.
One of the boarders, I suppose. Anyway, Chameleon, it's a brutal business.
And in such refined surroundings, too. Amazing. The Carlisle Arms, a home away from home for gentlefolk. Well, Commissioner?
Get over there immediately, Chameleon, will you? And find out just how gentle those gentlefolk are.
Oh,
Oh, Mr. Chameleon, it's so awful to think this should happen in the Carlisle Arms. I've worked so hard to build up a high-class clientele, and now I'm afraid I'm going to lose them all.
Madame Lorraine lost her life, Miss Carlisle. Oh,
I'm sorry. That was very selfish of me. She was such a person, too. So vital, so alive. She was a former opera singer, you know, and she still had plenty of temperament.
A little too much, perhaps?
Well, yes. She and Colonel Robbins, he's the gentleman in room number two, they had a few arguments about his radio. He's hard of hearing. He turns it on a little loud occasionally.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, yes, I see what you mean, Miss Carlisle. Who else lives on this floor?
Well, there's Mrs. Kramer and Miss Darling. Miss Darling is a bit eccentric.
In what way?
Well, she's young, Mr. Chameleon, but she wears the most dreadful old clothes. And she never fixes her hair. She never uses makeup. Sometimes, well, she gets a bit hysterical. Oh, but she's really a fine young woman, and she comes from a fine family.
That's fine. Now, let me see. That would be her room over there, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What's the door next to it?
Oh, that's always kept locked. That opens into the wing of the house we never use.
And this room here, this number three, this belongs to Professor Haywood?
Yes.
Where is the professor?
Right now? Well, I have no idea, Mr. Chameleon. He's always going away for a couple of days at a time, but he's such a nice young man. I assure you,
He comes from a fine family, yes.
Yes.
Well, maybe so, Miss Carlisle, but where was he last night when Madame Lorraine was murdered? Are you positive that he wasn't in his room?
Of course, I'm positive. He left on Monday.
Well, he could have sneaked back. Remember, the dead woman was found in front of his door.
Oh, Mr. Chameleon, surely you don't think the professor... Oh, here comes Colonel Robbins now. Ask him what everyone thinks of the professor. Oh, Colonel Robbins.
Did you call me, my dear?
Yes, Colonel. This is Mr. Chameleon, the famous detective from police headquarters.
Oh, yes. How do you do, Mr. Chameleon?
How do you do?
Nasty business, what? Fine figure of a woman. Who do you think killed her?
Well, offhand, Colonel, I couldn't say.
Who?
He doesn't know, Colonel, but he seems to suspect Professor Haywood.
The professor? What nonsense. Fine, upstanding chap. Excellent bridge player, too. Never overbids. You really think he did it, Mr. Chameleon?
Colonel, over my desk at Central Headquarters, there hangs a motto. The innocent must be protected. The guilty must be punished. If Professor Haywood is guilty...
But he wasn't even here last night.
Well, perhaps not. The coroner tells me that Madame Lorraine died between 11 and 11:30. But you heard nothing, Colonel Robbins.
You're mistaken, Mr. Chameleon. I didn't hear a thing.
That's what I said. You heard nothing in the hall.
Oh, no. As you may have noticed, Mr. Chameleon, I'm slightly hard of hearing.
Mr. Chameleon!
Oh, Detective Sergeant Arnold is calling you, Mr. Chameleon. Oh. He's downstairs.
What is it, Dave?
Come on down here, will you? I've got something to show you. Just drop everything and come on quick.
Mr. Chameleon, I want you to hear them. That is, if they're still going out at Hammer and Tongs.
Who is it, Dave?
Two of the roomers, Mrs. Kramer and that Miss Darling. They're in the music room. Music room. Did you ever see such an old mausoleum?
Don't you like the Carlisle Arms, Dave?
It gives me the creeps. Full of poor old dodos, most of them just waiting to die.
Well, one of them did die, Dave. It's possible that she died because she had more life and vitality than the others.
But wait a minute, Mr. Chameleon.
You have no right to talk to me
yep,
like that, Miss
they're
Darling.
Still at
yes,
it.
I have, Mrs. Kramer, and you're going to listen.
Take a look at that, Miss Darling. A cute little trick, isn't she, Mr. Chameleon?
At least she's young, Dave.
Yeah, and what good is it doing her?
I know perfectly well you saw Madame Lorraine last night just before she was murdered.
No. I said goodnight to her, and then I left her.
And she told you what she was going to do. She told you where she was going.
No!
You're lying. Mrs. Kramer, you're going to tell me what Madame Lorraine said to you before she went to her death. You've got to tell me.
I won't!
All right. But let me tell you one thing. You keep away from my end of the hall. I warned Madame Lorraine, and I'm warning you. You keep your distance, or else.
Or else what, Miss Darling?
What?
Well, go on. What will you do to Mrs. Kramer if she doesn't keep away from your end of the hall?
Who are you?
This is Mr. Chameleon. I told you he was on the case.
Oh, of course, the great Chameleon. Mrs. Kramer, we're honored. This is the famous detective I'm sure you've read about.
How do you do, Mr. Chameleon?
How do you do?
But I don't know anything about it. All I know is there's something horrible going on in this house, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
Well, now, don't be afraid. But, Mrs. Kramer, if there is anything that you can tell us...
No. No, just let me go to my room. Though I'm afraid to even go through the halls alone.
Well, Detective Sergeant Arnold, go along with you. You go ahead, Dave.
Okay, Mr. Chameleon. I'll be seeing you before you go back to headquarters.
And remember what I told you, Mrs. Kramer.
Miss Darling, just why are you threatening that poor woman?
Because she knows more than she's telling, Mr. Chameleon, I'm sure of it.
Well, what has that got to do with her keeping away from your room?
Nothing, except that I like my privacy. I've got a phobia about privacy.
Tell me, aren't you pretty young to be living in a place like this?
Mr. Chameleon, I live exactly as I please.
Oh.
Maybe I like this atmosphere of creeping death. Anyway, it happens to be none of your business.
Everything that happens in this house is my business, including you, Miss Darling. Where is your family?
I have no family. They're all dead. Anything else you want to know, you can find out on your own.
I will.
Oh, I'm sure you will. After all, you're the amazing Mr. Chameleon, aren't you? The famous detective, always turning up in all sorts of disguises.
That's right.
Must be fascinating. Though you're so attractive, it seems a shame to cover it up.
Thank you so much, Miss Darling. But I'll tell you something about a disguise. You work from the inside out. You see, you feel differently, so you act differently. That's what does it.
How interesting. I read that you'd even posed as a woman. Everything from a prince to a street beggar.
Oh, you compliment me.
Well, let's see what you can do here, Mr. Chameleon. Let's see what you can get away with at the Carlisle Arms.
I'll do my best. What about this Professor Haywood?
Professor Haywood, he's all right. Rather vague, but bearable. Why?
I wondered where he was at the time of the murder. And I wondered just when he was coming back. What's the matter, Dave? Glad to get out of the Carlisle Arms?
Sir, help me, Mr. Chameleon. I can't stand that joint. Oh, Miss Carlisle's okay, but some of her guests... Boy, there's something awful funny going on there.
There's been something funny going on there for quite a while, Dave.
What do you mean?
Madame Lorraine's death was only the beginning. I'm very much afraid there's more violence to come.
Well, Mr. Chameleon,
better get back in there immediately tonight, perhaps. No, this afternoon might be better.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't tell me that place is under surveillance.
Yes, it is, Dave. We've kept it quiet, but we've been watching it for weeks. I have a very good idea what's going on there, but no evidence. Now it's up to me to bring in the evidence and fast.
Well, I still don't see... Say, Mr. Chameleon, what's that? That in your hand.
Well, this? Oh, that's a key from the Carlisle Arms. Room number 3.
Room number 3? But that's Professor Haywood's room.
Yes, Dave. I'm Professor Haywood.
Mr. Chameleon and the case of the Brownstone murder continues in just a moment. There's no need for you to let an ordinary headache upset you and spoil your whole day. To get relief that's so fast you'll be amazed, take 2 Bayer aspirin tablets with a glass of water. Bayer aspirin works quickly because it starts to disintegrate within 2 seconds after you take it. Now, to see this astonishing speed for yourself, drop a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water and watch what happens. Before it reaches the bottom of the glass, it begins to disintegrate. That's exactly what it does in your stomach, and that's why Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work almost instantly you take it. So when you want quick relief from headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain, do as millions do who want fast relief, take genuine Bayer aspirin. Always ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin, never by the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. And now back to Mr. Chameleon and the Brownstone murder case. It is late afternoon, and in front of the Carlisle Arms, Detective Sergeant Arnold has accosted a man of indeterminate age, with rumpled clothes and thick glasses. And as he climbs the steps carrying a suitcase, Dave Arnold says to him,
Hey, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
Why, to my room, of course. I happen to live here, Detective Sergeant Arnold.
Huh? Chameleon!
I beg your pardon. The name's Professor Haywood.
Gee, I'm sorry, but... No kidding, you sure look different.
Well, take it easy, Dave, and follow me upstairs.
Professor Haywood, oh, I was afraid we'd never see you again.
Oh, why not, Miss Carlisle?
Why not? Haven't you read the papers? Don't you know about Madame Lorraine?
All that, yes. That must have been ghastly. Poor woman, I liked her, though she was a bit overwhelming.
Just how well did you know her, Professor?
Is that any affair of yours?
Please, Detective Sergeant, can't you leave my guests alone? For years, I've worked to build up a nice clientele, and now the police are driving them away.
Oh, I don't suppose the murder had anything to do with it, Miss Carlyle.
Well, isn't that one of the worst aspects of murder, that the police come butting in?
Is that supposed to be a joke, Professor?
Yes, aren't you clever?
Quite a card, aren't you? Well, let me tell you, Professor, and you too, Miss Carlyle, a little later we're searching this place from top to bottom, including the unused wing.
Detective Sergeant Arnold, I'm just as anxious as you are to find Madame Lorraine's murderer.
Well, what are you laughing at, Professor?
I beg your pardon? Oh, I was just thinking that is rather amusing. I mean what I just said, that the worst aspect of murder is the police butting in.
Miss Carlyle, is he quite right in the head?
The professor? Of course he is. And it's your manner I object to. I don't mind your searching the house, but to think that all my nicest people may be driven away...
For instance?
Well, Mrs. Kramer, for one. She's packing right now. She's leaving first thing in the morning.
Oh, dear, that is too bad. She always made our fourth at bridge.
Is that all you can think of?
Detective Sergeant Reynolds.
Arnold.
Arnold Reynolds, whatever it is. Do you mind very much if I take my suitcase to my room?
Not if you don't mind, if I go along with you.
There isn't very much I can do about that, is there? But, Miss Carlyle, please don't worry. I shan't be leaving.
Oh, thank you, Professor. I'm very glad to hear that.
I'm just wondering, if Mrs. Kramer is leaving in the morning, do you suppose she'd still be willing to play bridge this evening? I've been looking forward to having a little game with her and Miss Darling and Colonel Robbins.
Okay, Dave, we can talk, but keep your voice down.
So Mrs. Kramer is trying to clear out of here, is she, Mr. Chameleon?
Yes, Mrs. Kramer is terrified, Dave, and she has reason to be terrified.
Well, what do you want me to do, keep her here?
No, no, let her think that she can get away. Let other people think that she can get away.
Yeah, but look, Mr. Chameleon, does it occur to you she might have murdered Madame Lorraine? She could have.
You're quite right, she could have. But let things rest as they are. Just search this place with a fine-tooth comb, especially that empty wing that's been untenanted for years. Oh, you know something? I wouldn't be at all surprised if I found out more than you will over the bridge table this evening in my role of the professor.
It's your bid, Professor.
I'm well aware of that fact, Miss Darling. I was just thinking.
I make it one, no trump.
I haven't bid yet, Colonel.
Oh, I thought you said a spade. Sorry, my dear boy, sorry.
That's quite all right. I pass.
What did you say, Mrs. Kramer? Mrs. Kramer, please keep your mind on the game.
How can I, Miss Darling, with the police upstairs? Why are they taking so long to search the place? And why isn't that Mr. Chameleon supervising the search? He was so courteous, so attractive.
Did you say two hearts, Mrs. Kramer?
Mrs. Kramer said nothing, Colonel. Her hands are shaking so she can hardly hold her car.
I can't help it. All I want to do is to get away from here to... Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What is it, Mrs. Kramer?
The Ace of Spades, Professor. Right here in my hand. The Ace of Spades means death.
Oh, for heaven's
sake.
Well,
it does mean death.
It also means a redeal. Shuffle them, Professor.
No. No, wait. Colonel, that detective sergeant is right behind you.
Really? Is the search all over, Sergeant?
Yes, the search is over, Colonel.
Well, what did you find out?
Nothing, judging from his face.
Maybe more than you think, Miss Darling. Professor, may I see you alone?
Oh, yes, certainly, Detective Sergeant.
Professor Haywood, he's not taking you away, is he?
No, no, he just wants to see me alone. Will you excuse me, ladies?
Well, Dave?
We didn't find a thing, Mr. Chameleon. Not a blasted piece of evidence. We went through everything, every room, including that empty wing. Whoever the killer is, whatever is behind this, someone is awful smart.
But not quite smart enough.
Well, how did you make out? Did the cards tell you anything?
They told Mrs. Kramer that death was very close. And maybe they told me something, too. This is a case, Dave, where the culprit has to be caught red-handed.
But when, Mr. Chameleon?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. Things are going to start happening tonight. And I'll know when there's going to be a signal, and I'm pretty sure I know what that signal will be.
Colonel Robbins? Colonel Robbins?
Did someone call?
Yes, Colonel.
Oh, Professor. Come in, my dear boy. Come in.
I saw your door was open.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
Your door is open. I wondered, would you mind very much not playing your radio just for tonight?
You want to listen to the radio?
I want you to turn it off. I have a bad headache and can't get to sleep.
I sleep better too, Professor, if I listen to music late at night. What are you doing?
I've turned the radio off, Colonel.
But you can't do that. I'm listening to my favorite program. It'll be over within 15 minutes. Half an hour at the most.
Half an hour will be too long. Even 15 minutes.
Well, I'm sorry, Professor, but I intend to hear my program.
Turn that radio off, Colonel.
I will not. A man's home is his castle, Professor. I realize I may have it on a little too loud, but since I'm slightly hard of hearing...
Are you, Colonel?
Am I what?
Hard of hearing. Tonight at bridge, I said as softly as I could, that detective sergeant is behind you, and you heard me perfectly.
Why, yes. Yes, I did.
You're not deaf, Colonel Robbins. Not at all. Please turn off that radio, or I'll turn it off for you. Well, that's better.
Turn it on immediately.
Why, Colonel? What have you been covering up with all that noise? What do you expect to cover up now?
Are you out of your mind, Professor? Get away from that radio.
Oh, that's it. That's what you hope to drown out. All right, Colonel Robbins.
Professor, where did you get that gun?
Part of my academic equipment. Keep your hands up and keep moving ahead of me fast. Scream came from Mrs. Kramer's room.
Who are you? I'll turn you over to the police.
Think it may be the other way around. Here we are. Miss Kramer, you all right?
Yes, Professor. But Miss Darling here tried to kill me. I woke up and she was bending over me in the dark. Then Miss Carlyle rushed in and saved me.
Well, how could you tell if it was dark, Mrs. Kramer? Maybe it was Miss Darling who rushed in to save you.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's true, Professor. It was Miss Carlyle who intended to murder Mrs. Kramer.
She's lying, Professor. But I don't understand. What are you doing with that gun? Colonel, why is he pointing that gun at you?
The professor is an imposter, my dear.
Yes, I am an imposter. We all are, in fact, including Miss Darling, whose real name is Evans. Madeline Evans, plainclothes policewoman. Who was sent here to keep an eye on this house.
What?
Yes, I looked you up in the files this morning. You're a very pretty girl under normal circumstances, Madeline.
Yes, but
you see, the powers that be thought it was best that we shouldn't know we were working together under the same roof.
What the devil?
Chameleon! You're Mr. Chameleon!
But that's not possible. Yes. Yes, he is Mr. Chameleon. Why didn't you recognize him, Colonel?
Why didn't I recognize him?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you'd known me for weeks as Professor Haywood. You were accustomed to Professor Haywood's mannerisms, his personality. You'd accepted him and catalogued him as being perfectly safe.
But we've done nothing. Why should you be watching this house?
Miss Carlyle, you and Robbins both have prison records.
What?
Go way back, of course. But later, you decided to operate a hiding place for criminals on the lam. You had a wonderful front, a highly respectable boarding house. Perfect hideaway for men wanted by the police.
Mr. Chameleon... Do you mean that Madame Lorraine, that most of the guests here are criminals?
No, no, indeed, Mrs. Kramer. Only Colonel Robbins. But every once in a while, haven't there been odd-looking transients? Of course there have. They were hidden away in that empty wing.
And spirited out during the night, I suppose.
Exactly, Colonel Robbins, with your radio drowning out any sounds.
Then Madame Lorraine, that explains her murder, Mr. Chameleon. That's where she was going, to try the door of that empty wing. She'd heard voices. She told me.
Well, she tried the door. The chances are she even went through it to her death. They were going to kill you, too, of course, Mrs. Kramer, because you knew where she was going.
And just how can you prove all this, Mr. Chameleon?
Miss Carlyle, there is the wire lying on the floor. You had to drop it before you had a chance to use it on Mrs. Kramer. But I'm sure that same sort of wire strangled Madame Lorraine.
No, that's not true. I had nothing to do with killing Madame Lorraine.
Well, then who did?
He did, Colonel Robbins.
You filthy liar! Chameleon, she's the one who planned the whole thing. All I did was to play my radio.
No, he killed her.
She slipped the wire around Madame Lorraine's throat. She used a pair of pliers to tighten the wire. They're in her pocket now.
Shut up, you fool.
Okay, Miss Evans, look for the pliers. And then we'll all of us take a ride down to Central Headquarters. And, of course, as you know, Mrs. Kramer, the pliers were in Miss Carlyle's pocket. Immediately afterwards, she, Robbins, confessed to everything. Anyway, my dear lady, it's all over now, and you can draw a free breath.
Oh, Mr. Chameleon, if it hadn't been for you, I'd be dead.
Oh, nonsense. We cops simply did our job. Didn't we, Miss Darling? I mean, Miss Evans.
We did. And, Mrs. Kramer, I hope you'll forgive me for threatening you. It
It was the only way I had of warning you to keep away from that door to the empty wing.
My dear, you saved my life. Well, goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Well, Mr. Chameleon, go ahead and say it. Tell me how bungling, how incompetent I was not to penetrate your disguise. That's what you're thinking.
I was thinking how very attractive you are, Miss Evans, and what an excellent operator. The only thing is, the next time when I ask to have you assigned to work with me, let's see to it that we play bridge as partners, not as opponents. You're much too good. And I'll tell you a secret. I hate to lose.
And with these words, Mr. Chameleon concludes tonight's murder case. The next time an ordinary headache threatens to spoil your day, get fast relief by taking genuine Bayer aspirin. You'll be amazed at how quickly Bayer aspirin works, and the reason is that it starts to disintegrate within 2 seconds after you take it. To see for yourself that this is true, just drop a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water and watch what happens. Before it reaches the bottom of the glass, the tablet will begin to disintegrate. It does the same in your stomach, hence brings relief with astonishing speed. So the very next headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain you have, use Bayer aspirin for really quick relief. And when you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer Aspirin, not by the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer Aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Listen next Wednesday night at the same time for Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, in the case of death and the dependent husband. The part of Mr. Chameleon was played by Carl Swenson, with dialogue by Marie Baumer, from the original story by Frank and Anne Hummert. Music directed by Victor Arden. Your announcer is Howard Claney.
Listen, everybody. Thousands of laboratory tests on scores of individual teeth show that new Lion's toothpaste actually gets teeth brighter, 2.5 to 5.5 times brighter than any of the 5 leading brands. Brighter by far than any other toothpaste. And the reason is that it's not just another old toothpaste with an added ingredient, but is completely new and radically different in formula, a new kind of toothpaste that cleans without soap and polishes without chalk. So get more brightness in your smile. Go to any drug or toilet goods counter and ask for Lion's toothpaste.
Mr. Chameleon, the new mystery drama, will be heard in another performance next Wednesday night at this time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.